by Amy, love you. And she said, I love you more, and put the phone down. That was the last thing I heard from her. So that makes it more important for me to protect her legacy. Mm.
Success Stories. Der Krone-Hit Erfolgspodcast mit Kathi Welleber.
Heute mal nicht zu zweit im Studio, sondern zu viert. Einmal die liebe Melli vom Podcast Update Leben.
Hallo.
Und dann auch noch Dale Davis und Alba Plano. Die beiden sind in der Amy Winehouse Tribute Band. Die touren durch Österreich, beziehungsweise eigentlich durch die ganze Welt.
Sie starten in Wien, und zwar am 26. März, sind dann auch in St. Pölten am 28. März und sogar in Salzburg am 29. März.
Fahrt St. Pölten natürlich für mich als St. Pöltnerin Pflichttermin. Wird zwar sind auf jeden Fall dabei, aber jetzt würde ich sagen, quatschen wir los, die beiden sind schon da. And we're now going to switch in English, Millie.
Oh my gosh, okay,
yes.
I'll try.
Yes, so this podcast will be English, but I think we can do this. What do you think?
Go right into it.
Are you interviewing as well?
Yes, we're doing it together.
Wow. Do you two do the radio show in the morning together? Or?
Not together, but we have some interviews together.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
A lot of music stuff. Today, Alba Plano and Dale David here on Krone Hit. Hi. Hello.
Correct.
Yeah, good. It's Dale Davis. Did I say David?
She already made a mistake. I can't just
it's not her. Good to make a mistake in
the first
second.
Minute. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. But how are you?
I'm always like that, by the way.
Yes.
I'm good. I am good.
Yeah, I was good until I decided to work with Alba.
Likewise.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm fine. I'm really joking.
I'm really joking, yeah.
But how do you like Austria?
I love it so far.
I do, yeah.
So, is it your likewise. First time here?
Yep. Well, I don't know really what we can say about Austria yet.
Funny thing about Austria, I always come here in the winter. I've only ever been here once. In fact, it's always been in the winter. I've never come in, you know, in the sun.
But have you been skiing yet?
No, I don't ski.
It's something you should definitely try.
Every Austrian. Oh, everyone keeps saying that, actually.
I broke my wrist skiing, so I don't.
Oh, know. No.
I feel dumb. Like, I've never skied in my life. And last week, I've met this lovely woman, you know, looking so fit. She's like, hey, you never tried it. And like, I felt really,
fat.
No, I haven't. Yeah, I felt fat, even though I'm not. Guys, I'm still a healthy woman anyway.
It's fine. One day you'll try.
I'm sure. Maybe just not right now because we're going to start touring, aren't we?
Yeah.
So maybe it's just better to avoid any accidents.
And that's the right thing to say. You start touring. You'll soon start the tribute Forever Amy. What can we expect from that?
Well, hopefully you'll get something similar to an original Amy show, obviously without Amy, but you know, we've been doing it now for just over 3 years now, so it does sound like an old Amy concert. So come along.
Yes, please.
If this is an invitation, we will.
How is the, you know, the feeling there? How's the crowd going?
Well, that's the most amazing thing, because when we first started doing it, sorry, I'm adjusting my headphones here.
It's fine.
You can make
time.
Them smaller if you want.
It's got such
it's
big
fine.
Ears. Sorry.
Yeah, almost as big as your head. Anyway.
So nice.
So you don't understand the vibe.
Yeah, so when we first started, the audience reaction is the thing that surprised me the most, and it continues to surprise me. Now we're starting to get kids from who are about 20 who would have been 8 or 9 watching Amy, you know, so... Yeah, so it goes from about that age, 20, up to, you know, my age and beyond.
Beyond. Okay.
We love doing it.
It was right to do it. I didn't want to do anything beforehand. I didn't feel comfortable to, but when they approached me, the timing was right to do it.
And for you as a singer, how is it to follow in her big footsteps at the tribute?
It's great. I mean, I didn't... It just happened, and it comes really naturally. Singing her songs are beautiful songs, so, and there's a lot of space for me to improvise as well. Gives me. I was saying that before earlier. There is always a lot to learn if you're singing Amy songs.
And when you sing one of her songs, I mean, I think you don't want to copy her, but how do you want to imitate her style, or how do you make it?
Well, a style is a style. Like there's Motown, there's reggae, there's different styles, and I'm trying to be close to her style, but be me, definitely be me. I don't think it would be great for the audience to see someone on stage that's trying really hard to copy Amy when Amy is not really there. All we can do is try to have fun together and remember her songs, you know, just do that.
Have there been any weird situations where friends like try to compare you to Amy or...
Not many, but some, I guess some people, they, it's easier. I come across this kind of things a lot on Facebook.
Okay. You
know, or on Instagram where they have like a few seconds to make a comment about you. You know, they don't know a lot and then they haven't seen the show yet. And they would just say, you know, random things. I don't know, like, oh, you know, that's a better copy is than this. We don't want a copy. Mm-hmm. Okay. We don't need a copy.
So everyone needs to see the show to see how it really is.
Yeah, and then exactly that. And then when they come to see the show, they all, you know, they all have fun. Because most importantly, then they have on stage the original sound. This is what an Amy concert used to sound. Mm-hmm. As far as I know, they're still the same musicians, yeah, apart from me. But, you know, we can still enjoy her songs. That's the main message. You can still enjoy the song and don't forget about her.
What does inspire you the most about Amy?
The freedom. She's really free in putting different styles together. As I said before, I'm a professional singer. So I write my own stuff. It's been a huge influence. Amy's been a huge influence on me for that reason.
Have you been a fan or back then in the days?
Yeah. Of course.
What was your favorite song from her?
Oh, so many.
Your favorite.
Because they're so honest. Also honest. I love Take the Box. And I love Love is a Losing Game. And I heard mm-hmm. Love is Blind. They're just beautiful.
Dale, what do you think is the most special about her music and about the lyrics?
The conviction, really. She was a true artist with immense musical talent, and she had the ability to convey her thoughts into a 3-minute song, you know, mm-hmm. with enough feeling to touch everyone.
When did you and Amy first meet back then?
I met Amy in 2003.
Okay. Were you close immediately? What was your first impression of her?
Well, it's quite a long story. I don't know if you got time for that.
We got time. Have you?
I first met Amy, I first saw her in a club where I was playing.
Okay.
And I remember walking in with her friends, and I remember her looking at me, and her eyes were so bright. They just light came out of her eye. And I didn't see her for a while after that. And then I was told about an audition for a girl called Amy Winehouse.
There's some picture.
Yeah.
Just in the unseen. Who's Dale Davies in real life?
Bam, bam, bam. Backstage material. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah, exactly. You don't mind us, do you?
No, it's okay. Fine.
Sorry, some pictures here, some selfies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So when I was... And then I went for an audition, didn't get the audition, and then someone else, the other bass player, did one gig, and then I got the job after that. When I went for rehearsal, I first saw Amy with her manager arguing in the morning, so this was Sunday morning, and I thought, well, you've got a lot of character, so I was looking forward to working with her. But within a week of working with her, in fact, the first week, yeah, you could see the warmth and the humour and the generous, you know, generous person that she is. She was amazing from the day one.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like to work with her? Was she difficult? Was she...
I wish we could ask Amy, how was it to work with Dale?
You can tell us later.
Exactly.
Amy, she was the easiest person I've ever worked with. You know, she always made you feel at ease. Nothing was... you'd walk on stage feeling good, you know. It was never... She'd never give you a hard time. She was very open, and because she had so much ability, she could just fit in with whatever you did, you know, and vice versa.
How do you think was she behind the cameras? Because we just know her, you know, from TV, from media. But how was she real?
She's very real. She was a very humorous person. She was very, very intelligent. This is a thing, and people don't realize, you know, they probably don't. And the thing with Amy, she never spoke to the press, so people just make up their own interpretation and views of her. But she was very warm. You know, she was good friends with my family and my son and my wife. So all those sort of things, you know, she was very generous.
And what do you think caused her problems? Like, was it the fame?
Or the paparazzi media?
Media, the combination?
I think in the end, the combination. But ultimately, the thing that I thought killed her off was the lack of nutrition. She, you know, she had an eating disorder, which I just think you're never going to survive if you don't eat. So that's a serious side of all this. You know, so.
It must be just so hard, you know, when seeing someone suffering and you can't really help them.
Yeah, I mean, and also, you know, even now, as I'm talking to you now, you know, I know there's a lot of jokes going on and stuff all the time, but there is a very serious side to all of this. You know, the reason I'm sitting here now is because Amy's not here, you know, so I do respect the whole thing and, you know, and try to do the best by her, you know, because she gave me a lot.
It has to be hard for you because we're good friends.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I spoke to her 3 hours before she went to bed for the last time. I was out with her 2 nights beforehand. So, yeah, so that makes it more important for me to protect her legacy.
Mm. Do you remember what you talked on the last time you talked to her?
Yeah, we were on the phone. Well, when I was out, we were just being as silly as we were when we first met. Spent the whole evening with her, you know, and then she phoned me on the Friday night. I spoke to her. She was trying to, we were just talking about general things and she wanted to take my son to the cinema because she'd taken him, you know, just previously, and she wanted to take him to Toy Story 4. And I was going to see her the following night. We were just talking all sorts of nonsense. And then she said, I'm bored of you now, Dale. I said, okay, I'm going to go. Bye, Amy. Love you. And she said, I love you more, and put the phone down. That was the last thing I heard from her.
That's so sad.
Well, yeah.
That's really, really sad.
And how do you guys cope with tour life and everything?
The stress and media and interviews.
The pressure.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I've been doing this for a long, long time now, and I don't like to say like I've got loads of knowledge, but I've done long, long stints away from home, and you know what it takes to get through it, and maybe I might not get through this one, but who knows?
Oh my god! After saying that,
wow, thank you.
No, no, okay. No, but you know, you know, there's. It's just the way it is, you know, you do it. And when you come home, you're knackered, but you've enjoyed it. So that's the way I see it.
I know it's like that. I mean, we've been working together now for 3 years. Am I right? Sorry, he's drinking. But he says just, yes. Yeah.
Yes.
3 years.
There's the yes.
And, you know, I guess this experience, it wouldn't have been the same without Dale for me, because Dale is the one who gives me the right direction sometimes when I can't find any. It's just a very, you know, a very supportive kind of person, even if sometimes it's a pain in the ass. But I mean, I love him as it is. And again, really, very important for me in order to do the right thing on stage, because obviously there's a lot of pressure, especially at the beginning. So you kind of need a bit of time to grow into this thing and feel you can do it. You can just, you know, relax and sing and tell your story, your personal story, because obviously this is what I do. I'm not Amy. I don't know when she was writing, I don't know, any of the songs like Rehab, but how she felt. But I know how I feel. So, and I have to, definitely put that on the song. And if I don't do that, if I'm not real, then the whole thing will fall apart, because it will just be kind of cheap or, you know. Singing Amy is not about singing beautifully and perfectly. It's about, you mean what you say. Saying it in the right way, and you know, just put your body.
Is there a like a ritual before you go on stage? Something that like makes you get the right mood, or something like that?
In the right mood. No, I am not in the right mood when I got on stage. I'm quite sad.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually something I'm just thinking about it now. Mm-hmm. I got on stage and I'm kind of sad because it's like, I know it's funny to say, but it's like when you sing for someone at a funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That kind of feeling. I mean, I'm 100% honest.
But do you think Amy had that feeling too when she went on stage?
No, it's the music. The music puts me in that sort of mood.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got quite serious.
Well, I think it's a two-way thing with Amy. You know, she's a true artist. In fact, you know, true to her words. So it's a combination. I think she was just very talented, you know.
So, das war's jetzt mit Teil 1, das große Interview mit Dale Davis und Alba Plano von der Amy Winehouse Original Band. Also, wie gesagt, Dale hat Amy jahrelang gekannt. Ich finde es auch voll spannend, so die ganzen privaten Einblicke auch zu hören. Teil 2 findest du jetzt im Podcast Update Leben gemeinsam mit der lieben Melli Tüchler. Hör rein. Würde mich auch mega freuen, wenn du uns ein bisschen Feedback gibst, einfach mal sagst, wie dir das so gefällt, wenn Melli und ich so gemeinsam Podcasts machen. Ich habe mega Spaß, ich hoffe, dir gefällt's auch und ich freue mich schon auf die nächste Folge mit dir.
Success Stories, der Krone-Hit-Erfolgs-Podcast mit Kathi Wellebach.